From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Four Palestinian boys were killed while playing on a Gaza beach today, pushing the death toll there over to 220. The Israeli military says it was targeting Hamas operatives in that strike. From Gaza, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The boys were all cousins between 9 and 12 years old. Young men chanting praise to God carried them on stretchers from a neighborhood mosque to a family graveyard. Their bodies were covered, their small faces exposed. One survivor, a 23-year-old man, said he ran to help the boys after the first Israeli strike, but was caught in a second explosion that hit moments later. Israel says it was targeting members of the militant group Hamas, which has continued to shoot rockets into Israel. At the request of the United Nations, Israel plans to take a humanitarian pause in strikes for part of Thursday. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
President Obama met with Secretary of State John Kerry today as to discuss a way forward in Iranian nuclear talks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the country's track record in terms of implementing an interim agreement has been surprisingly favorable. However, Earnest also says differences remain between the two sides as they work toward a July 20th accord. According to some published reports, the sides have tentatively agreed to extend talks past that deadline. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is urging lawmakers to crack down on corporations that try to dodge U.S. taxes by merging with companies overseas. NPR Scott Horsley reports more than a dozen U.S. firms have tried to take advantage of the maneuver since the beginning of the year.
The Treasury Secretary is asking lawmakers to close an increasingly popular tax loophole in which U.S. companies merge with foreign firms and move their headquarters overseas. That allows the companies to enjoy a lower foreign tax rate, even if their business operations have barely changed. On CNBC, the Treasury Secretary called for a new sense of economic patriotism.
It's not right to take an American firm to benefit from all of the things that we do in the United States to make it a safe place to do business, but then to say, I don't want to pay taxes here, to shift my corporate address overseas to pay a lower tax rate or no taxes.
The Senate Finance Committee holds a hearing next week to consider international taxes, though the chairman of the House Tax Writing Committee is skeptical of any short-term fix. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Labor Department says this producer price index for June was up 0.4%, though excluding volatile food and energy, the increase was about half that. Economist Mark Zandi does not think it's a sign inflation's heating up.
Clearly, it indicates the economy is improving, getting stronger, moving in the right direction. But there's still a lot of slack in the economy. The unemployment rate is still very high. There's still a lot of underemployed workers. So I don't think we're at a point yet where price pressures are developing, at least not to a significant degree.
Gas prices were up nearly 6.5% in June. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 77 points. This is NPR. Volkswagen was able to bounce General Motors out of its number two spot in the global auto sales race during the first half of the year, though industry leader Toyota is likely to continue to hold on to its number one position. The automotive pecking order, generally based on sales numbers, would show that Volkswagen sold 4.97 million vehicles for the first 6 months of the year, compared with 4.92 million for General Motors. Toyota does not release its first quarter sales numbers till later this month, but the company said it's on track to sell more than 10 million vehicles worldwide this year. Watchdogs are finding serious deficiencies in the Justice Department response to long-standing problems with the FBI's crime lab. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports it took years to notify defendants on death row that evidence had been tainted.
The inspector general says the Justice Department and the FBI move far too slowly to examine flawed cases. Earlier investigations had identified trouble with 13 FBI lab workers, but watchdogs say prosecutors did not treat the issue with enough urgency. One Texas defendant, Benjamin Boyle, was executed before a task force could review his case. The Justice Department responds the effort dating back to 1997 took unprecedented manpower. It says the vast majority of cases involved insignificant mistakes that required no follow-up. Most of the workers responsible for the problems long ago left Justice and the FBI. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Device maker Apple says it's agreeing to pay out $400 million to compensate consumers who were caught up in an effort by the company to raise the price of digital books. Terms of the settlement were disclosed today during a court filing, come a month after the attorney suing Apple notified a U.S. District Court judge an agreement had been reached. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.